we are institutionalizing an approach that focuses on risk management. In fact, we're doing this across the board, that we have not had disciplined risk evaluation processes. That's going to be part of it in an institutionalized sense. And then we have put in place some very simple but important principles that build on the success we've had in parts of the department and have those become enterprise-wide. I think we are, even though we are formally just at the beginning of implementing those changes, we've been actually doing it for the last year, and I think we are seeing the results already. I might say the Government Accounting Office has taken us off the watch list for projects below $750 million, and that's great news. Now we've got to work on those billion-dollar projects.
And it is hard to get off the high-risk list, so congratulations are due there. Give me a sense of what you're asking your employees to do that might be different from what they've done in the past.
Well, first of all, we have something called the Energy Systems Acquisition Advisory Board, ESAB. It turns out that has been a rather ad hoc procedure. A big decision comes on a very big project and it meets. We are implementing a systematic situational awareness approach in which our risk committee will be meeting biweekly, and our ESAB, chaired by the Deputy Secretary, will meet at least quarterly, so that we are going to be on top of problems before they get out of control. That's one important point. Then we are giving clear leadership, authority, and responsibility to our three undersecretaries, all of whom have offices that engage in major projects. They all have offices. They all have projects in the billion-dollar-plus range. Frankly, one of those, the science office, for example, historically has been quite successful. Environmental management, some of the nuclear weapons facilities have been less successful systematically. We've adopted the principles from the science line and are applying them in the other undersecretary lines, not slavishly. They all have variations suited to their culture and to their projects, but adhering to some very simple principles in terms of project ownership, budget responsibility, straight lines of authority, independent evaluations in each of the three lines. So it's especially for the environmental management and nuclear security projects, they've had to change their way of doing business.
How has your staff taken this?
I think we have reached a very good point. We worked at this for over a year, and part of it was because this was looking at some pretty fundamental changes. Let's just say it took a few iterations. But I think right now we have established these mechanisms in all three major areas of the department. And I think people are excited to move forward with this.
Your purview is so far flung with so many contractors, universities, and labs and the like. Have they been able to adjust to meet these changes, which might seem very drastic, I imagine, for some of those who are used to doing business with the Energy Department in a certain way?
Well, there have been some challenges, but that's fine. We want to shift more risk and associated reward to contractors to perform. We want to have performance that does not meet cost and schedule goals not result in an increase of fee to a contractor, for example, and vice versa. Better performance, better reward for the contractor.
How so?
Well, we will be looking forward to structuring contracts that have more of an incentive structure in them, and fees that, for example, are reduced or even go away if certain performance bans are not met. Without naming names right now, although it is public, we recently gave one contractor 10% of their annual fee. This was unprecedented, It has certainly caught their attention and the attention of many others. So I just think we have to align risk and reward both within the department in terms of project ownership, for example, and with our contractors. And it is a change. You're absolutely right. We have many meetings with them.
You said you've already seen some signs that this is working. Mm-hmm. Share some.
Well, for example, as I mentioned, in terms of the major projects, the science projects have historically had a much, much better track record. One good example of that right now is a major new synchrotron light source, billion-dollar scale at Brookhaven Laboratory, completed under budget and under schedule. We'll be cutting a ribbon there pretty soon. When we go to the more complex projects in Hanford, Washington State, we have probably the biggest, most complex environmental cleanup project. And first of all, we faced the fact that there were some unresolved technical issues. And then in agreement with the state, we have a fundamentally different phased approach where we will begin the process of producing our waste product, glass, for part of the inventory, more or less on time, while we have a phased approach to address the rest. And I think it's already an accomplishment that we have agreed with the state in terms of this basic approach. And then another one is the uranium facility for the weapons program. This is in Tennessee, there. When the first signs of cost overrun started, we stopped. We put in a new approach based upon a red team headed by one of our major national lab directors. So we're using our brain trust to come relook at the project. They put forward a completely different modular strategy that has things like security requirements and safety requirements fit to purpose, and not blindly applied, frankly, across the entire enterprise. That is showing tremendous progress. We believe we are going to have the high-risk operations moved out of a particularly old and unsuitable facility by the end of this decade, while we complete the entire process by 2025 under a fixed budget cap of $6.5 billion for the project. So that's already going along. And I think we are acting along the lines of the principles we have set forward that we will now begin to formally institutionalize. Our risk management committee, for example, starting to meet next week for the first time, and then getting into their biweekly rhythm.